One is that we should avoid an arms race and lethal autonomous weapons. The idea here is that any science can be used for new ways of helping people or new ways of harming people. For example, biology and chemistry are much more likely to be used for new medicines or new cures than for new ways of killing people. Because biologists and chemists pushed hard and successfully for bans on biological and chemical weapons. And in the same spirit, most AI researchers want to stigmatize and ban lethal autonomous weapons. Another Sillimore AI principle is that we should mitigate AI-fueled income inequality. I think that if we can grow the economic pie dramatically with AI, and we still can't figure out how to divide this pie so everyone gets better off, then shame on us. All right, now raise your hand if your computer has ever crashed. Wow, that's a lot of hands. Well, then you'll appreciate this principle, that we should invest much more in AI safety research. Because as we put AI in charge of ever more decisions and infrastructure, we need to figure out how to transform today's buggy and hackable computers into robust AI systems that we can really trust. Because otherwise, all this awesome new technology can malfunction and harm us or get hacked and be turned against us. And this AI safety work has to include work on AI value alignment. Because the real threat from AGI isn't malice, like in silly Hollywood movies, but competence. AGI accomplishing goals that just aren't aligned with ours. For example, when we humans drove the West African black rhino extinct, we didn't do it because we were a bunch of evil rhinoceros haters, did we? We did it because we were smarter than them and our goals weren't aligned with theirs. But AGI is by definition smarter than us, so to make sure that we don't put ourselves in the position of those rhinos if we create AGI, we need to figure out how to make machines understand our goals, adopt our goals, and retain our goals.